Port Adelaide take on the Bulldogs Saturday night at home. Joining us in the studio, their star running defender, Matty Broadbent. Matty, well done. How are you?
Good, thanks, boys. How are we going?
Mate, congratulations on your new deal. That gives you, well, some sort of footy security, doesn't it?
Yeah, no, I'm obviously really happy to get the deal done and stay at the club that I love for another 4 years, so it's great news.
Good to see another Henley Sharker doing well.
Bix, well, look, they've got a great record, the Henley Shark. I was down there, actually, during the week watching the big clash with Goodwood. Didn't quite get the chocolates, unfortunately.
Apparently you spoke to him, they lost.
What does that say? Hey, great return to form for you. Must have been rapt to get back in and really get your running game going again.
Yeah, I was obviously a little bit disappointed to miss the Richmond game, but took it as a bit of a positive and had a bit of a refresher and came back. And it was good to get the win against Melbourne, and hopefully we can get our form rolling now.
So just on that, so you're right, you went back and it was a state game in the SANFL, so you didn't get a chance to play. So just that mental and physical, I guess, freshening up was a positive for you?
Yeah, that's it. I think probably by this stage of the year, if you haven't got a few niggles and that sort of thing, I think most players do, so... it was a good opportunity to have a rest and get ready to have a big second half of the year.
Well, I didn't see that coming, did you?
Yeah, my form hadn't been that great, so I definitely deserved what happened. But yeah, as I said, I had to look at it as a positive and work my way back in. Mm.
It was just interesting. I went back. One of the things I think with you, Brody, is in terms of your running game, your metres gained, you're one of the best in the competition. And last year, you were regularly over 500 plus. The last time you did that was against the Kangaroos. You played really well against them and you ran really well off halfback. Again, on the weekend, you got that 500 plus number. So it just shows you're so important with your carry and then your long kick to move the ball quickly for the power.
Yeah, I think we've got a few players that can do that, like Jasper Pittard's obviously had a pretty good start to the year and he really gets the ball moving for us. Nathan Cracker's been really good coming into the side and using the ball well as well. So hopefully from halfback we can get a bit of run happening.
That back six, Pittard in career best form, Jack Homsch. He is one of the unsung heroes, not only in your club, I think in the AFL. He's one-on-one in his ball delivery. Bobby Carlisle's very rarely beaten. You're the same. I reckon the back six hold him up.
Yeah, no, I think earlier in the year we had the inside 50s going against us and we held up pretty well throughout that. And the last couple of weeks we've managed to bring the inside 50 count down a little bit and hopefully going forward, that's the best way to play our footy is off good defence.
I think as well on the weekend, it was the first time this year, particularly from halfway through that second quarter, where the pressure from up the field just created so many, or made the game so much easier for defenders. And I guess that's what's probably been missing a little bit, that manic pressure. So that when the ball goes forward, it's not delivered beautifully and you're able to pick them off and just slate them from half back.
Yeah, exactly right. I think in that second quarter, something certainly clicked in the midfield and helps when they're winning the ball and putting that pressure on, like you said. And yeah, it makes it a lot easier for the backs to then play their role and then and also for the forwards because they're getting some of the ball.
Well, I reckon that midfield was all about them in that second quarter, led by Boakey, your skipper. He just wills the team on his shoulders some stages, doesn't he? He's just a champ.
Yeah, no, he played an incredible game on the weekend. Sort of went to Jones and took him out a bit as well. So Jones had a bit of it up to quarter time and Bogey said, I'll do the team thing, I'll take him out of it, but managed to get a lot of the ball himself and really lift us as a team.
And I reckon that group missed Ollie Wines, I mean, for obvious reasons, but you just bat a bit deeper, contested ball numbers are better, the clearance numbers are better with him in there. I mean, it's hard to stop all of them. You got Boke, you got Gray, you got Ebert, you got Hartlett, then you got Ollie Wines that bats deep with talent, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think we're building some real depth around that midfield, which is great for the side. And Ollie's coming back in, obviously, has helped out a lot as well.
He's a big boy, isn't he?
He's a big ball.
He is a big boy.
Hey, look, so much more dangerous ahead of centre again on the weekend. 18 goals from 50 entries, 14 marks inside 50. So compare that to previous weeks. And your entry against Richmond was just really poor and really down on what you'd expect. So great to have that back in order.
Yeah, I think over the last few weeks we've really gone back to training and obviously things haven't been going as well as what we would have liked, but we've gone back to training, worked hard and hopefully that polish can come now on the back of all that hard work.
11 goal kickers as well. I think the previous 3 weeks you had 3 against Richmond, 5 against Brisbane and 6 against West Coast. So to have 11 just spreads the load, obviously.
Yeah, and obviously makes it harder for opposition to shut out just individuals. So the bigger spread we can get, the better, I suppose.
Tell you what, game on the Bulldogs. Can they score quickly?
Yeah, they've had a really good start to the year, and I suppose like we saw against GWS, they took them to the cleaners as well. So we know we're up for a massive fight this weekend.
Look, I don't think it's all about their attack either. I think the thing that impressed me the most last week is having seen GWS annihilate Adelaide on the outside with their run and spread, the Bulldogs did such a shutdown job on them. So they'll be primed to try and do the same against you. So it's going to be that that real battle of who can win that sort of outside ball.
Yeah. I suppose it does start in the inside winning that ball, but then you've got to have the outside covered as well. Mm. And you look at a few of their runners and a few of their halfbacks, like Rob Murphy and Boyd going back there even.
Wood was good for him last week.
Yeah,
as well.
They can really rebound and attack off that halfback line.
You got no injuries other than Paddy. Will he train today? Will he be a chance this week, or they've already given him another week off?
I'm not 100% sure. He might train today and see how it goes, but I couldn't tell you exactly. Mm. So.
Hey, you often get a lift when you get players come into the side who have just been waiting for their opportunity, and blokes like Tom Cleary and Paul Stewart must have been fantastic for them to get an opportunity.
Yeah, they've been playing some really strong footy for the Magpies, and they've had to wait a long time for their opportunity. I thought they came in and played their role pretty well over the weekend. So hopefully those guys can continue to improve and stay consistent.
What nationality are you, Brody?
Was that?
I'm just thinking with all the celebrations, the AFL, we've been talking about it on the show all day, where the AFL's given the double thumbs up that you can celebrate a goal however you like. Whether it's the Adam Goods style, or it's a chainsaw, or it's a sprinkler, or an Irish jig, or a Scottish dance, or a soft shoe shuffle, can you see that creeping into your team, over the top goal celebrations?
I don't think so. I think we'll try and keep the celebrations pretty.
You kicked the winner against North Melbourne, didn't you? Yeah. You put them in front. Did you give it anything?
A little fist pump. That was about it.
Do you have a team rule with it? And we've been talking about it. And I'm against over the top, absolute. Me celebrations. And I don't think any AFL player does that, you know, whether it's Nettie Betts looking at the crowd. I love that side of it. But over the top ones, we don't want it creeping in. Yeah. Do you have a rule? Like, I know in our club, you weren't allowed to raise your hand above your head. Otherwise, you've got a fine, because that's over the top.
So which is our club? Who are you talking there? Nord?
Well, I'd say Nord and the Crows. I think the Crows were similar.
Never.
Back in the early days, you couldn't raise your hand above your head.
Well, no one told me. Not that I ever had an opportunity to.
Well, there you go. So have you got a team rule with that?
I don't think we've got a certain team rule, but you have to get excited and enjoy your footy. And when a teammate does something good, you've got to get around them and celebrate
that. I love
that,
but that's exactly right. Get around your teammate.
It's not about the individual, I suppose. That's the thing.
Not take your top off, do a lap and avoid everyone. Woohoo!
I don't think we've seen that.
What about the new rule, leading with the head? What about that one?
Yeah,
good rule?
Yeah, I suppose anything to keep the head safe is probably going to be a good thing, so we'll see how it plays out.
One of my favourite ever players is T-shirt. Tommy Logan, he's going to have to change a little bit of the way he plays.
See the screamer he took for the Maggies on the weekend?
Did he?
Yeah, got up, took another one.
Big T-shirt. Yep. No, I didn't. Is that on your PAFC website?
Yeah, it would be, on the PTV. Yep.
I'm going to jump straight out in the next ad break and have a look at it.
Can take him, Mark.
Oh, he's a ripper.
He's been up there a few times.
Hey, Air Logan. We call him Air Logan. Well done.
Big duel this week, of course, is Matty Lobe taking on Mumford. He was, I guess, Will Minson got the better of Mumford last week, and it just, I guess, you know, gave him a real head start into winning that game. So, big job for Matty. He's won out again. 45 hitouts last week. Very, very good. So, that's going to be pivotal.
Yeah, Lobes has obviously had a little bit of help with Paddy, but now that he's out of the side, I suppose, Lobes has gone back to what he's done last year and shouldered a lot of that ruck work by himself, and he certainly loves taking that on, and I suppose he'll be up for the challenge.
Well done, Brody. All the best, mate. Keep that form up, onwards and upwards. Keep that running game. How many metres does he have to make?
500 plus and they win.
500 plus and Port win. Well done, Brody. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, boys.
Well done. Hey, Matty Broadbent, brought to us by the all-new Port Adelaide Footy Club Visa debit card. It is powered by Beyond Bank. My team, my card.